Chairs No Waiting, episode number 611, Mayberry Trivia by the Book 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the cool things they got there. They got some hats, some caps. You're going to need those to stay warm. You can get a Mayberry Man, a Mayberry Patrol Car Emblem, and you know, you can even get a Weavers Department Store logo hat or cap. That's right. Head over there and check that out. And while you're there, you might want to get the Mayberry Trivia book by Scott Hopkins. It's got 1,500 questions in there. Head over to Weavers Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 611 is Jim Sherrill. Jim Sherrill, our trivia champion from Mayberry days and five-time champion. So it's great to have. He is in our chat room tonight as I'm recording, and we're going to be doing trivia tonight. So everybody should be able to have some fun doing trivia. And then we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always great to be here in Mayberry with you. A few weeks ago, it was episode number 606, we did the Mayberry Days Trivia Championship from 2020. And I heard from several people that the questions were hard questions. So we went to the book, by the book, the Mayberry Trivia book that I was just talking about from Scott Hopkins. We went to his book and we grabbed out 20 questions out of his book that's a little more, let's say, fun to do, a little easier. They're not super easy. I didn't call it super easy trivia. It's not like, what was Andy's last name on the Andy? It's not that easy. But they should be pretty fun, and I think you're going to enjoy yourself. So we're going to have 20 questions. So I want you to go ahead and, grab a pencil or something so you can keep your score. And this is just straight score. So it's just however many you got right. You can guess, and it doesn't count against you. It's not like Mayberry Days Trivia. We're going to do this one for fun. That's exactly what we're going to do. So if everybody's ready, we're going to play Mayberry Trivia by the book 2. And the reason I'm saying 2 is because there was an episode previously, I think 356 was the episode number, where we actually did the first of these Mayberry Trivia by the book episodes. So I'm going to get us a little bit of background music to encourage everybody and doing some trivia like a game show. Woo! All right. So we got a little bit of just a little background music to make this a little more fun. So let's head on over and check out. Oh, this is going to rhyme. Question 1. Yeah, I meant to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant to do it. All right. So question number 1 for Mayberry Trivia by the book. Number 2. All right. So here we go. All right. What is the password at the Regal Order of the Golden Door to Good Fellowship? Okay, so write your answer down or call it out or know if you got it, okay? What is the password at the Regal Order of the Golden Door to Good Fellowship? What is the password? Folks in the chat room have already been answering the question and getting it correct. I see it. So the answer is, what's the password to the Regal Order of the Golden Door to Good Fellowship? The answer is Geronimo. Geronimo. All right. How'd you do? You got that one? You feeling good? Woo! I may have got that one, or I should have known it. Oh, man, it was right on the tip of my tongue if I didn't know it. All right, so let's head on over to question 2. There's going to be 20 questions, so keep up with your score. Let's see how you do. Here's question 2. This one's a little harder. What is the name of Helen Crump's niece? What is the name of Helen Crump's niece? Yeah, this one's a little harder. Boy, I got to think about that one. Yeah, she kept beating Opie at everything. What was the name of Helen Crump's niece? I'm trying to see how our chat room is doing. They're guessing. They're in there. All right, the name of Helen Crump's niece, Cynthia. Yes. So, Cynthia was her name. All right. How you doing? So, if you got, that's two questions. That second one, a little harder. Let's go into question three. All right. I'm trying to go. There we go. Whom does Charlene Darlin marry? That's question number three. Whom does Charlene Darlin marry? Oh, here we go. Who does Charlene Darlin marry? The answer is, they're answering it in the chat room, Dud Wash. Sweetest boy whatever growed. That's him. Charlene Darlin married. Now that's three. So some of the folks in the question room are saying, or the chat room are saying, they're 0-2. So we'll see how they did. All right. That was Dud Wash. Number four. Who declares for Aunt B? Who declares for Aunt B? Is question number four. All right. So y'all are feeling a little better. Some of you people that are a little bit more trivia savvy. Who declares for Aunt B? The answer is Briscoe Darlin, Miss B, I'm declaring for you. Okay. Good job. I see people in the chat room getting it. Good job. Good job. Jim Sherrill is in our chat room, by the way, and he is kind of helping answer these questions and claiming who got it right. So he's doing great. Jim, these are too easy for him, I'm sure. So I'm just giving him all 20. He's 20. He got them all before we even started. How are you doing, though? Did you you get that one? You got four questions we've had. So how you doing? Number five, how many chin-ups does Ernest T. Bass claim he can do? How many chin-ups does Ernest T. claim that he can do? That was a little harder. Yeah. I think, did he tell that when he was outside courting Charlene? I can't remember. But he told he can do how many chin-ups? The answer is he can do 18. 18 chin-ups. Now, as I'm reading through these, you can always stop the podcast. You can pause and wait and see if you can think of the answer and then hit play again to go, okay? Oh, so Jim Sherrill says it's 18 and 20. So he said two different numbers. All right. So I'll give you if it's 20. If you said 20, you got it right too because I'm going with Jim. All right. Number six. How many stoplights does Mayberry have? How many stoplights does Mayberry have? This one's a little hard. This is a little hard. Folks in the chat room are saying if Ernest said he can do 20 pull-ups, he can do 19. So if they said 19, they should get it right. That's not how that works. All right. So how many stoplights does Mayberry have? Mayberry has one stoplight that we know of. Has one that we know of. So that's the answer I'm going with, unless Jim overrules me. All right, number seven. What flower is Andy a giant at potting? What flower is Andy a giant at potting? Oh, that's, I know what that one's from. All right. Andy is a giant at potting. Here comes the answer. Pause if you want to wait. Petunias. He's a giant at potting those, Roger. All right. Next up. Let's see. Number eight. What flower does Opie destroy with a football? What flower does Opie destroy with a football? I can give you a little hint on that one. It was a color episode. I don't know if that helps at all. But what flower did Opie destroy with a football? The answer is a rose. So if you said anything to do with a rose, if you said deep pink ecstasy, that's even more specific. But we're just looking for a rose. That's good. All right, so here's the next question, number nine. We're getting close. All right, so come on. How are y'all doing? Come on. Here it goes. What is Daphne's catchphrase greeting? What is Daphne's catchphrase greeting? What's Daphne's catchphrase greeting? All right, the answer is, and I can't do it as good as her, hello, doll. It's hello, doll is her catchphrase. All right, so that's nine questions. We're almost halfway through. Here's number 10. What prize do Mayberry boys hope to win by selling Miracle Salve? What prize do Mayberry boys hope to win by selling Miracle Salve? All right. So the boys who are selling Miracle Salve, here comes the answer, were hoping to win a pony. Wanted to win a pony. That is exactly right. So good job. So we're 10. We're halfway through. How are you doing? Did you get 10? Did you get 8? Did you get 4? How are you doing? Are these easier than the Mayberry Days trivia? Maybe they're not. I felt like they were, but I don't know. And again, these come from Scott Hopkins' book, where it's a lot of fun to just look through all these. He's got trivia like these. He's got multiple choice. He's got true and false. Got lots of stuff. All right, number 11. We're going for 20. Number 11. Who gives Aunt B a mustache cup? Who gives Aunt B a mustache cup? All right. So, folks in the chat room, we got some that got 7 or 6 or 10. They got them right. But who gives Aunt B a mustache cup? I'm just giving y'all those numbers so you kind of have a way to judge as you're playing by yourself. All right. Who gives Aunt B a mustache cup? The answer is Mr. Frisbee. That's right. Mr. Frisbee. There, he was given that. Gave Opius Rooster. And he got all kinds of stuff there. All right. So who gave Aunt B a mustache cup? Mr. Frisbee. All right. Number 12. Whose car does Floyd consider buying? Whose car does Floyd consider buying? You really need to get this one. We just talked about it last week. If you listened to the podcast last week, you know the answer because we talked about it. Whose car does Floyd consider buying? Nope. I'm seeing some people in the chat room. I see fine. All right, here comes the answer. The answer is Gilly Walker. Whoa, what happened? There it is. Gilly Walker. Gilly Walker was who he considered buying it from. Speed, speed, speed. Pucka, pucka, pucka. You know, we were talking about that all last week. So hopefully you got that one. Yeah. You know, Andy, I'm thinking about buying this car. All right, number 13. What public office does Ellie Walker run for? What public office does Ellie Walker run for? All right, so do you know? Have you got it? What public office does Ellie Walker run for? She ran for, pause if you don't want to hear the answer yet. She ran for city council. City council. Yes, you got it. Folks in the chat room are getting it. I hope you got it too. There's some of them are getting it. Councilwoman, councilman. Yeah, I'll give you either one of those. City council, anything like that. It was city council. Oh, that's one of those greasy words. Just slips right on out. Boy, you know, they'd never be able to make that episode now. People would go crazy. Oh, man. All right, number 14. Number 14. What does Goober think is special about his dog? What does Goober think is special about his dog? Anybody know that one? Yeah, this is a color episode. You got to watch all the episodes. You got to know. Goober thinks his dog is special because he can talk. That's the answer. He can talk. He's got a talking dog. Remember, the boys were playing a trick on him. Yeah. All right, number 15. Besides Helen, and his late wife. To whom does Andy knowingly propose marriage? This was a little harder for me. I had to think on this one. Besides Helen and his late wife, to whom does Andy knowingly propose marriage? Well, folks in the chat room are getting this one. The answer is Ellie Walker. Ellie Walker. But she likes a long engagement, a long one. So that he lucked out on that. All right. Number 16. We're getting close to the end. How you doing? Who sang Old Dan Tucker? Who sang Old Dan Tucker? This one's not too bad. You should get this one. Who sang Old Dan Tucker? The answer is, and I'm going to give it to you if you only get half the answer. It was Opie and Andy. They were singing it together. But if you just said Opie, I'm going to give you that. Okay, so if you just said Opie, I'll give you that. But Jim Sherrill, he did get it in the chat room. Andy and Opie both were singing it. That's right. Good job, Jim. But I'm giving it to you even if you just said Opie. Okay, so good job. Old Dan Tucker. All right, the next question is number 17. And this is the question, what woman do Andy and Barney describe as nice? What woman do Andy and Barney describe as nice? Oh, she's nice. What woman is that? Folks in the chat room are getting it, so don't feel bad if you're not getting it, because everybody's not getting it. All right, the answer is, what did I skip it? Mary Grace Gossage. There it is. Mary Grace. That's who it was. That was the woman that Andy and Barney described as, oh, she's nice. You know Thelma Lou. Yo, nice. Yeah, nice. All right, number 18. Who finds a briefcase full of money near the railroad tracks? Who finds a briefcase full of money near the railroad tracks? All right. If you don't want to know the answer, go ahead and pause, because you know who finds the briefcase full of money near the railroad track? It was Barney. All right. Hope y'all are doing good. Hope these are more fun. Hope these are a little less difficult, so it's a little bit more fun to play. All right, we got two questions left, so here we go. Number 19. What does bully Steve Quincy break with an apple? What does bully Steve Quincy break with an apple? All right, the answer on this one is, what does bully Steve Quincy break with an apple? He broke a street light or a street lamp. Yeah, I'll give you that. Either one of those. Street light, street lamp. That's the right answer. That's what he broke. And Andy came up and Opie was holding all the apples. Oh, he wouldn't tell on him. All right, our last question. Last question. What relative does Barney frisk at a roadblock? What relative does Barney frisk at a roadblock? All right. How you doing? Come on. You can do it. What relative does Barney frisk at a roadblock? Roadblock? Pause if you don't want to know. The answer is his mother. But Barney, I'm your mother. Oh, so there was 20 questions of Mayberry Trivia by the book, too. These are all from the Mayberry Trivia book by Scott Hopkins. You can find it at Weaver's Department Store. It's fun to just sit around and read them. The questions are on one side and the answers on the back side of the page. So you can read them to yourself or you can read them to your family. And you can try to answer them. It's a lot of fun. So it's a fun book to get. Thanks to Scott for doing the book, and hope you guys are enjoying these little reaches into it, and maybe you'll go get you a copy. Okay. So how did you do? Did you get them all right? Did you get most of them right? What happened? Let's see in the chat room. I'm trying to, so you'll have something to compare to. I'm seeing some people got, wow, 18, 15, 16s, 19s. You got a couple that got two. That's good. That's all right. If you had fun getting two, I don't care. That's great. See some 17s. Chris or Gomer in the chat room, he said he drew a tree. So I think he got distracted and just started drawing on his piece of paper. That's good. That's good, though, Gom. That's good. other people are saying they did better than expected. Well, that's good. That's good. So it looks like everybody did pretty good. Jim Sherrill, they're calling him the Crimson Tide of the Andy Griffith Show trivia. that's pretty funny. Jim, I forgot where Jim's from. South Carolina, maybe? He may be Clemson. I don't know. So congratulations, everybody, and I hope you did good, and mainly I hope you had fun. And just trying to get them right. You can always go back and play later, and you'll do better the next time you listen to this. If it comes out tomorrow night, sit around with your family as it comes out, and you can play with them and get them all right. Because you already know the answers. Yeah, they should have been here for the live show. They'd be able to get them. All right, folks. So if you'd like to join us when we're doing the live shows, we record on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can go to live.twochairsnowaiting.com and be a part of all the folks that are in our chat room and stuff and just having fun together. All right, folks, it is now time to hear from our roaming reporter, Randy Turner, with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
In Mayberry, Claribel Morrison may have been more interested in selling elixir for special occasions, but Gladys Hurlbut, the actress who played her, was more interested in writing. Gladys was born on December the 9th, 1898, in Dresden, New York. Information is not plentiful about her early years in this small village in the Finger Lakes region, but she had already made her Broadway debut when she was only 22 years old. She originated a role in the comedy The Playboy of the Western World, which ran for about a month in the spring of 1921. Many of the productions Gladys appeared in on The Great White Way ran for short periods, which is not unusual in theater, and often not an indication of a show's quality. Gladys returned to Broadway in October 1924 in the drama Ashes, which ran only 2 weeks. Less than a year later, she was in the Broadway drama Caught, which closed in just under a month. Gladys was actually an extremely sought-after actress off-Broadway and other venues and summer stock, but she returned once again in 1931 in the drama Just to Remind You, which closed after 16 performances. Again, Gladys was far busier than these several Broadway shows I've discussed. By 1934, she had appeared in so many other productions that she had actually played roughly 350 lead roles in stage plays. But perhaps it was her frustration with Just to Remind You's not being financially successful that convinced her to retire from acting and try writing plays herself. Her first was the 1934 Broadway comedy By Your Leave, co-written with Emma Wells. The play only ran for 34 performances, but it caught the eye of the right people and was quickly adapted as a well-received film, released the same year, starring a pre-Wizard of Oz Frank Morgan and Margaret Hamilton. In 1936, Gladys did her first writing for a film that did not spring from one of her stage plays. She co-wrote the 1936 comedy Love on the Run, which starred Joan Crawford and Clark Gable. In 1939, another play written by Gladys was produced for Broadway, though it closed after only 5 performances. But just a few months later, the musical Higher and Higher opened on Broadway with a book co-written by Gladys and songs by the famed team of Rodgers and Hart. It ran for 2 months, then had a return engagement on Broadway 6 weeks later for another month. 1942 saw the final Broadway play written by Gladys, Yankee Point, which ran for only 24 performances. While that was the last play Gladys wrote, her earlier play, Higher and Higher, was not done. 2 years later, and while it did not follow the play exactly, the musical was adapted and released as a 1944 film featuring Frank Sinatra. After 14 years of not appearing on the stage, Gladys finally returned in a role written specifically for her. After the enormous success of the play and then film version of Life with Father, a 1948 Broadway sequel, Life with Mother, was produced. At the time, Gladys said, "I was sure nothing would ever tempt me to act again. Then I read Life with Mother." By the way, the cast also included Robert Emhart, Mayberry's own man in a hurry. This comedy was an enormous hit and ran for over 7 months. Her interest in acting rekindled, Gladys moved into films. She made her debut in the 1951 comedy The Mating Season, whose cast also included Ellen Hubcap Slesh Corby. After four more films, Gladys made her television debut in a 1953 episode of the anthology show Chevron Theater. Throughout the rest of the decade, she appeared in both movies and episodic television, such as in Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz's The Long, Long Trailer, and she played a recurring character in three episodes of Francis Bavier's series It's a Great Life. She also appeared in the premiere episode of the TV version of the radio classic Fibber McGee and Molly, with Bob Sweeney playing Fibber. A few years later, Bob would join the Andy Griffith Show as its permanent director, directing 80 episodes during the first three seasons. And in fact, the sixth Mayberry episode directed by Bob was Alcohol and Old Lace, featuring Gladys as Clarabel Morrison, one of the Morrison sisters who sold their elixir on special days. Of course, it didn't take a lot to constitute a special day for the sisters. After Lars Hansen told them he was buying it to celebrate Mohammed's birthday, Clarabel commented, "I could have sworn Lars Hansen was a Lutheran." After guest appearances in just three other series that same year that she appeared in Mayberry, Gladys retired from film and television acting after 10 years as a good character actor. Gladys passed away in 1988 at the age of 89. Her grave marker lists her first as a writer, then as an actress. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to watch out for one another, take care of yourselves, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow, thank you, Randy. Always amazing information that you provide to us. And if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on all the cool things that Randy does around Mayberry, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the fun stuff he's doing. So, wow, thank you again. Wow, great information. I hope you guys have really been enjoying it. Hey, Christmas time is coming up, so I got a special note for you.
Well, the happy holiday season's with us again. And I think it certainly is a wonderful thing that this station is playing so much of that nice Christmas music. This is Andy Griffith, and if I may, I'd like to join in with all the folks here in wishing you and your family the very fondest in Christmas greetings and a sincere wish that the new year brings you all you hoped for.
Oh, thanks, Andy. Thanks. We appreciate that. And folks, I want to thank you all for being here and just being part of the podcast. And, you know, it's always fun to spend some time with you right here in Mayberry. And I hope you did. I hope you had fun playing the trivia. I hope it was fun for you. I would love to hear back from you. We've got just a couple of more weeks left in this year, and 2020 will be over. So next week we'll be doing our Christmas episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. So I hope you'll join me for that. I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. And if you want to contact me, there's all kinds of information there. But head over there and check it out. Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the video so that you won't miss any of what I'm doing either. I'm always telling you to email Randy. Well, maybe you ought to go and make sure you subscribe to the podcast, too. Folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.